We start today with a look at an industry that's evolving rapidly here in the Bay Area, computer programming. 30 years ago, it was a big deal when Steve Jobs unveiled the first Mac computer. But today...
Jobs was a poser. He didn't even write code.
That's the opinion of the fictional star of HBO's newest show, Silicon Valley. It features software programmers determined to design the next big app. These days, programming is a hot field, expected to grow by over 20% within the next decade. People cashing in on the demand are trying to get trained and into this field quickly.
I think the crazy, the extra crazy demand makes it so that employers are willing to take risks on non-traditional routes.
That's Sharif Bishay. He founded a boot camp in San Francisco that trains people to become employable beginner software programmers in only 9 weeks. Programmer boot camps like his have popped up all over the Bay Area and across the nation in only the last few years, and they're expanding. How will these new institutions shake up the industry? KALW's Rachel Wong has the story.
So I guess my blocker this morning is I don't know what to do with this yet.
20 students are standing in a circle in a big open office space. They're mostly in their 20s or 30s, a mix of men and women. One by one, they give an update on their projects.
Yesterday, I found that I kind of like OOJS after letting go of the resistance.
Blocker, OOJS, they're speaking in a kind of code. Engineering code. For example, they call this meeting a stand-up because they're standing up. But just a few months ago, probably no one in this circle knew these terms.
JavaScript.
This is Dev Bootcamp, an accelerated training program for aspiring software engineers.
It just never occurred to me that I could do computer science.
Until now. That's Erin Snyder. I find her sitting in a rounded lounge chair, typing on her MacBook. It's covered in stickers.
Yeah, everybody has the same MacBook, so you kind of have to cover it in stickers. It's sort of like, you know, in high school when you cover your Trapper Keeper or whatever in stickers.
Snyder's 29 and a former journalist. Many students come without a technical background. Alumni include a former yoga instructor and a chimney sweep, so they have a lot to learn.
It's pushing me, but it's also very exhausting.
For the 9 weeks they're here, students put in between 80 and 100 hours per week. And they put in money, too. Tuition is around $12,000.
But I think it's worth it. I think it's a career that actually has promise to it.
Our students come because they want jobs. So what part of our promise is access to livelihood.
That's the founder, Sharif Bishay. Bishay started Dev Bootcamp kind of by accident in 2012. He was a programmer, and he had a friend who wanted to learn how to code.
And I said, look, I'll teach you. I don't think it'll take that long, you know? And he said, if you're willing to do that, I'm willing to quit my job.
And he did. So the challenge was on. Bishay thought it would be more fun to do it in a group. So he posted about it on Hacker News.
I said, look, I'm going to teach my friend to code in 8 weeks. Who's interested? And my inbox got flooded.
The first boot camp was a success. 16 of the 17 students looking for jobs got them, including Bishay's friend, who's now an engineer at Apple. Bishay attributes the program's success to its practical, learn-by-doing approach.
You're doing what you would be doing on the job.
And like in a real job, the students work together because...
software programming in the real world is a team sport.
Bishay says his own computer science education, a four-year degree, was more about working alone and learning theory.
I graduated not really knowing how to code. About 10 to 15% of what I learned in university, I'm applying in my job. And everything else I learned in university is not applicable in this job.
We're not just trying to teach them the technology of the day or the week.
That's Marin Sahami, a computer science professor at Stanford University.
I think the way we think about it here is what we're giving students is a foundation for lifelong learning.
Sahami says all that extra stuff Bishay learned in school is important. Computer science needs people who can craft its future.
They're like geometers living in the time of Euclid. There's real deep questions in the field that, because the field is still young, are things that in our lifetimes are going to be explored and answered.
Still, Sahami knows a college degree is not accessible to everyone. That's why Stanford offers free online computer science courses. One of Sahami's classes now has over 1 million views.
So, just quick show of hands. How many people can recognize a computer that's on? Good, good. That's the prerequisite for this class.
Sahami says the department is still trying to assess the value of putting courses online. And boot camps are an even newer option they haven't explored yet.
You need to see how it evolves. It's a little early to tell now. And so the long-term question, I think, for the dev boot camps is, are they preparing someone for their first job, or are they preparing them for a 40-year career in the field?
Welcome, everybody. Thanks so much for coming. We're really excited to have you guys all here.
Either way, the boot camps know a career starts with that first job. So they have career fairs for their graduates, like this one hosted by Hackbright Academy, a women's only boot camp in San Francisco. David Phillips is one of its founders.
It's a really awesome opportunity for them to kind of showcase what they've been working on for the past couple months and have the opportunity to get a job at one of these companies.
The fellows share their projects while employers rotate around, like speed dating.
If everyone could rotate to the next station, please.
Cats. Oh, definitely have cats.
No, cats. Oh.
Hackbright fellow Shannon Burns explains her final project to a company called Stripe. She built a meme generator.
I worked at Lyft. I was known in the office as the meme czar. I would send out memes very fast. And when I was leaving, everybody was sad that I was taking my bucket of memes with me. So I said, you know, I think I can automate that.
During the lunch break, Burns says her meetings have gone well.
You know, as much as they're interviewing me to see if I'm a good fit, I'm also interviewing them to see if they're going to be a good fit for me and in my life and what, you know, I want to do.
Employers need to make a good impression, too, because talented programmers are hard to find.
It's impossible. The market's totally dry.
Chris Joel works at a small healthcare startup called Dabo Health.
We've been hiring nonstop for the last 5 months, and the yield from that is, you know, 5 people. So the quality of candidates here at Hackbright is certainly much higher than anything we've seen, like, over the last few months.
These women have a pretty good chance of getting hired. Hackbright says around 90% of their graduates get jobs. Software engineer Dare Kalaule is here representing Google.
I have really high hopes for code boot camps and things like this because it brings people with really different backgrounds into a field that's been kind of monotone in a way. So it's kind of like a revitalization of the field in a way, and I think it's very necessary.
Hundreds of boot camp graduates have already landed jobs at places like Yahoo, Pinterest, and Uber. But their training isn't really over yet. They'll have to catch up to coworkers with more education and experience. At least these programmers know they're fast learners. For CrossCurrents, I'm Rachel Wong.